Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. And I think we're going to all need a little bit of that new recipe of Coca-Cola soon. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. How does that work, Chris?
Coca-Cola is going to start mixing cannabis sativa in with one of their drinks.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, this is so well in California.
And I've got a name for it. You know, you got Coca-Cola, right? You got Pepsi, you right? got Mr. Pibb, you got Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
How about Dr. Reefer?
That is unique. I can see that being big in California. You know, that's great.
Today is the day for bizarre stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, you're not kidding.
And we're here to sort it all out. That's right. We're the American Adversaries Radio Show. We are coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. If you don't believe me, you can watch and see us live on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries, where the Titan Cave Cam is up and running. I see we already got somebody out there viewing us. Say hi, Mike, because that is the chairman of the board, the union boss, Mike McBath. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart, and we are here live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Of course, you can always listen to us on AM660TheAnswer.com, your smart devices, by downloading the free Answer Orlando app. Of course, Alexa devices. And now you can go to our brand new website, which is AmericanAdversaries.com, and hit the Listen Live button, and you can hear us there as well. And one Aubrey Kahn has just snuck into the studio here today. Yeah, that's
boy,
right.
Boy, he looks, every time I see him, he's wasting away. How much do you weigh now, Aubrey?
201.
He's down to 201.
Wow.
Yeah, he's getting
you
down
look
there.
You look good.
He does,
you know, you
he?
Need to pump a little iron, then you're going to be the perfect male.
That's right. Yeah. All right. So we're, as I said, we're going to sort everything out for you tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number. Jeff Sinis, of course, is on the bridge. All right. So the big Kavanaugh caper, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that and the politics of it, of course, because that's really what this is all about, politics. And we've got some other business we'll talk about as well. Dino Rentos is going to be joining us in the next hour of the show. I was not able to hook up with Abe Katzman today, so we're going to try to get him on the show on Wednesday instead of tonight. But it is Constitution Day. 231 years ago today, the founders, the principals signed the Constitution and started this wonderful experiment we know as the United States of America, which we're trying to hang on to as much as we can.
Don't you think we should take one to any Democrat neighbor that we know has taken the Constitution and ask them to read it and review it?
They probably think it's some sort of foreign
right-wing
document, right? We got from Alex Jones or something like that, right? Oh, wait a minute, you got to get this microphone in here turned on for Aubrey, please. Jeff, sir, go ahead and I'll try it there, Aubrey.
I said they'll accuse you of plagiarizing it.
Yeah. Right. It is Constitution Day, though, so please maybe say a prayer, a special prayer tonight, and thank the Lord God for the Constitution. Because I am absolutely quite certain, and our founders were as well, that this was inspired by our Creator, so that we might know the highest form of government that human beings can enjoy. This is it, folks. Some people are
the end of the road.
Some people are going, oh, my God, this is it. This is the highest form of government for human beings.
It doesn't get better than this one.
That's exactly right, because it allows for human nature. It allows for as much freedom as possible, which is why it's such a precious gift, and we should do each and everything that we can each and every day to hang on to it.
You know what, Chris? If you crossed the Constitution with the Ten Commandments, you would just about have the perfect way to run a society.
Which is why the liberals are trying to take them both out of schools.
Isn't that unbelievable?
They were successful with the Bible, of course, and the Ten Commandments.
And prayer.
And, of course, they're working on the Constitution. All right, so this is Constitution Day, and here we are sort of having a lesson in why we have a Constitution with this whole thing about the Kavanaugh hearing. And William's on the phone, though, and I was going to talk a little bit about this last night, so I'm going to go ahead, and this is all a little bit off the beaten track. As a matter of fact, it's way off the beaten track, literally speaking. So we're going to go here to William, then we're going to get into the market news and then get into this Kavanaugh thing. And as I said, we're going to spend a good deal of time talking about this Kavanaugh thing because it's a pretty big deal. All right, so William, what about this? They're shutting down this Sunspot Observatory in New Mexico. Did I hear about that? Is that what you're calling about?
Yes, I am, sir. Do you know anything about it?
I don't know why they are shutting it down. I know that that's where they monitor sunspots because sunspots can cause electromagnetic surges here on this planet.
No clue. You're way off base.
All right, well, tell us
you want to know what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what's happening. What happened was there was a whistleblower that called up on an overnight radio, right? And he said what happened was the Chinese hacked into our system with the weather wars.
Okay.
It's there to control the weather. That's why the FBI won't say anything.
So you're saying, wait a minute, so you're saying the observatory is not an observatory?
No, right. It's to control the weather with HAARP, HAMMER, and SMACK.
Okay.
Three different programs.
Right. These are programs. These are HAARP program is a high altitude radar program, and they have been associated
HAMMER. SMACK.
And
SMACC.
Right. And so the
Chinese hacked into our system.
Okay.
That's why the FBI showed up, and they won't say anything because this whole thing with the climate change and all that would be blown right out of the water.
All right. So what you're saying is, and what the theory behind these programs is that they are successfully
weather manipulation.
Right. Okay. All right. Now,
and he also went on to explain how the hurricane Florence was going to go from a 4 201.
I know, because Trump did it, see?
Well, that part I'll attribute to him.
All right. Okay.
So we slowed it down ourselves.
All right, William, I appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate the theory. I don't adhere to that theory.
That's why there was another hurricane off China.
Well,
we retaliated.
All right. Well, William, I appreciate it, and I thank you for the theory on why they shut down the so-called Sunspot Observatory in New Mexico. Thank you. I appreciate it, though. I really do.
No problem.
All right. These are programs that people have theorized that are attempts to control the weather, high-altitude radar. What they're using is microwaves to cause a reaction in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that this can be used to control the weather. There has been a successful weather manipulation event that has occurred that was caused by human beings. But it is a very rare event, and it wasn't done by these instruments. When they dropped the bomb on Nagasaki, that afternoon it rained, and it rained like hell. But it was a radioactive rain. And the nuclear weapon, because it was inside this mountainous area, caused a weather event.
Right.
The weather is, the climate of this planet is so, how should I say, we are so puny, and our efforts to manipulate it are so puny that this sort of thing is impossible. That hurricane lost steam because of natural weather events, not because they dialed up a dial somewhere and it caused the storm to lose.
Right.
That misunderstands the tremendous amount of energy that makes up a hurricane. And to think that anybody or any government is in the position or has the ability at this point in time to manipulate this type of weather is just way out of this world. Because it is not, the scale just doesn't allow for it.
Have you ever went to Niagara Falls? I mean, this is a perfect example. And take that boat and the mist and go right up to the bottom of the falls. You answered your question.
Right.
I mean, it is so massive, the power
that
comes across.
Which gets to the whole idea of climate change.
Mm-hmm.
The climate changes all the time. That's why we call it a climate, is because that means that it is constantly changing. You have summer, winter, spring, fall.
Four seasons.
Yeah, we're getting, I think, what's this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Fall starts. Can you believe that already? But
it's a little warm still here.
People give human beings way too much credit for being able to affect the planet in any way whatsoever. And by the way, every life form pollutes. That's how we know that it's a life form, because it pollutes. Do you know trees pollute?
No,
you ever see the leaves that fall off of them?
Right.
And do you think the bear doesn't do his business in the woods? And for God's sake,
you use it to develop crops, and then the crops grow. And then
I appreciate William being out there, but I just cannot adhere to that, because it buys into this whole notion that human beings can affect the climate on the planet. It works the other way around. The climate affects us.
Mm-hmm.
It should be most obvious. We don't affect it. It affects us.
But, it was.
But what is a mystery, though?
Mm-hmm.
Is why did they shut down the Sunspot Observatory in New Mexico?
And that does overlook, our testing grounds.
At least you tried to answer that question.
No, I mean, I'm curious about that, too, because of the history of that whole area. That's where the first nuclear bomb, I guess, was tested and everything else. I am curious. Why did they shut it down?
Perhaps.
Maybe it is hacking. He might be right on the money in hacking.
May be more obsolete.
Yeah.
Maybe we should give our man John Casey a call. He might know.
Yeah.
Aubrey, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say we had a lot of climate manipulation and a lot of global warming during the Obama era. And that's because of all the hot air he was spewing.
Boy, you're not
and
kidding.
And it's continuing today.
Right. But,
it's picking up, Aubrey.
You see, but this is... Okay, so we got sidetracked. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to get down to this real business. We're going to get to the market action, and then we're going to get to this Kavanaugh caper. Because I tell you what, this Kavanaugh business has as much reality rolled into it as what we were just talking.
I know.
About.
It's about the same thing, right? Yeah. Honesty, integrity.
I don't mean to be dismissive, but a lot of people are just, they have these this misconstrued notion that human beings are much more powerful than we are. We're puny. We're puny on this planet. And in terms of the universe, we ain't nothing. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Show, folks. If it's love you're looking for, you ain't going to get too far. All right, so let's get the market stuff out of the way, and then we'll spend some time talking about Kavanaugh and Ms. Ford.
I have to say, this is one of the very few days the market was rather dull. The market was down about,
in comparison,
relative to everything out there, I'm thinking, boy, this isn't very exciting. You know, normally there's something we can get a little bit fired up about, but the market the market was down 92, primarily based upon Trump is to announce, I don't know if he had announced, it was supposed to be at the close of the market, and I hadn't seen it when I left at 420, that obviously he's going to put on $200 billion in tariffs, on the China. And it's a case that maybe he'll do that tonight or whatever, but that's what was really the cause of the market taking the slide. On general things, the 10-year Treasury is hovering around 3%, which is certainly on the higher side. And but there was really no news other than Larry Kudlow also came out and, he said, we're ready to deal with China. They just have to make a step forward. And every time you hear about all the different aspects of China's approach to how they treated America, you know what? Trump, squeeze them, baby, squeeze them. Because, business is business. That's how they've treated us. And the reality of it is, they're the Hang Seng market is way off. And these people, unfortunately, are in a tough bind, and Trump is like playing cards. He knows he is the winning hand. We just don't need John Kerry and the rest of these bums out there trying to blow things apart. So yeah. We'll right. see.
Okay. Saturday night, Joe Biden made a speech at the Human Rights Campaign in which he was calling out Trump. But he did say something, and they're actually showing a quote right now on Fox that I agree with. He said, "We are in a fight for America's soul."
He is correct.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. No, yeah. no First solidarity. Honest thing he ever said, I think.
Yeah. And, of course, he's plying around now to try to run for president again, which is fine. But that's part of what's going on with this Kavanaugh business, okay? Because the Supreme Court is, in essence, the soul of America. Mm-hmm. Because it is what is the true final guardian of the Constitution.
They're the ultimate judge.
Exactly. And in that sense, it's also America's conscience. Okay, so it's the soul, the conscience, and this huge fight over Kavanaugh is over the soul and the conscience of America and the sanctity of the Constitution of America. And this is nasty politics. It is every bit that. But do I expect any less from the Democrats? No. I have to say, though, I didn't see this one coming, but Nostradamus sure did. I tell you, it was 2 weeks ago tonight that I was on the show talking about and giving a little wrap-up of, you know, they just wrapped the hearings up. And I said, okay, now they're going to have the vote here in a week or two, and then they're going to send it to the floor. They'll have the vote, and he'll be on the court by October 1st. And Nostradamus says, unless they pull the Anita Hill thing on him or something to that effect.
Well, maybe his mind was in the gutter. He knew exactly what the Democrats would try.
And so, sure enough, 1 week later it comes out, and then last night as we were doing the show, the details began to come out yesterday from the Washington Post and other sources about who the woman is and her allegations. The allegations are now all out in the newspapers and everything. But I will say this, the allegations are very sketchy. There's a lot of things that she says she doesn't remember and she doesn't know that you would think that if this were as a traumatic as an event as she claims that it was, that she would remember such things. You want to say something real quick?
Yeah, you know, what people have to keep in mind, though, is that she isn't anti-Trump.
Well, all right. So let's start with some background, and then we'll lead up to the event itself, the alleged event. And the background is the woman is a diehard, never Trumper, left-wing loon. Okay, I'm just going to be straightforward with it. Okay?
She wore one of those red hats and, you know, symbolic.
And America Great Again hat.
No. The body part hat.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And another one, the crocheted brain hat.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a real quality act.
Right, and she began over the weekend to purge her social media of all the anti-Trump stuff that she was. She is a professor at a college. Have you ever heard of this college called Palo Alto University?
Mm-hmm. I don't know where most of the junior colleges are. No, I don't know if it's a 4-year college or not. But I never
thought Stanford was in Palo Alto.
And I wonder is she a PhD or is she one
of
these?
She's a PhD.
She does have a PhD.
She's a PhD. She's in psychology. Her husband
right there tells you half the problem.
Well, the other half of the problem is her husband has a PhD in engineering.
Oh, that's a nice combination.
Oh God.
Oh wow, that'd be an exciting dinner conversation.
You
want
to talk about anal?
Oh, right. Watch that.
Well, psycho re-engineering.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine around the dinner table in that house?
A lot of fun. No wonder she had to have, and this is true, you know, she had a therapist, and he or she was the one that discovered the problem.
And we're going to get to that because that's where the details get kind of sketchy and a little perhaps mixed up. She is now a professor at this school. She's a diehard liberal. Mm-hmm. She's a diehard never Trumper. Okay. All right. Then there is this, which seems to be legitimate now. Checked it out some, that her parents went through a foreclosure that Kavanaugh's mother was the judge in the case.
Oh, you don't think she'd be bitter over that, do you?
And evidently, it was a pretty nasty foreclosure case. What are you laughing about?
Hold on. Because CNN
has
made the statement that this never went to trial. It was dismissed. The parents still own the home, and that it is false.
But
But CNN, being that pillar of honesty.
But they are recognizing that there was a case.
Yes. Right.
And that Kavanaugh's mother presided over the case. What they are simply saying is that the outcome of the case was that they were able to keep the house. It does not mean that it was not a contentious hearing and there may be some bitter feelings about it. Just giving the background here, okay? Mm-hmm. When we get back, we'll get to the alleged event, all right? And then we're going to also talk about the politics of all of this, because this is really what all of this is about.
Would you wear any of the hats she wore, Chris, and wear any of the hats she wore, Chris, in the parades?
Not likely. All right, we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP will review the sexual assault allegation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh by the book, with bipartisan interviews on the Judiciary Committee. McConnell criticized Democrats for sitting on the information during weeks of debate on Kavanaugh's nomination. McConnell says he has great confidence in the Senate Judiciary Committee's GOP chairman, Chuck Grassley, who has said he will seek interviews with both Ford and Kavanaugh. A tornado has touched down just outside of Richmond, Virginia. It's the second tornado to hit the state as the remnants of Hurricane Florence passed through. The National Weather Service said on Twitter that a confirmed tornado was on the ground in Chesterfield County Monday afternoon. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. Officials said earlier that a tornado damaged three properties in Mecklenburg County, which is near the border with North Carolina. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 92 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're here. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. Got Michael McBath in the studio along with Aubrey Kahn and myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge, 407-774-8255. If you were anticipating hearing Abe Katzman, which we would normally be in the middle of a conversation with him at this time, I was not able to hook up with him earlier in the day. Usually we hook up and just, we don't go over the topics, we just name the topics that we'd be talking about. And I was not able to do that today, and so we'll... look to get him on the show perhaps Wednesday. And Mike's in tonight because he won't be on the show Wednesday. He'll be doing some NFL union boss business.
Another stressful evening at the Citrus Club with our players. We're trying. We're going into a collective bargaining, so we're trying to get things together, and it'll take a lot of Crown Royal and vodka to figure these things out.
I'm sure it will.
You know,
I feel so sorry for you, Mike. I really, really
do. You know, I do want to give my condolences to one of our hosts here, Danny McKnight, you know, in the Florida State Seminoles.
Oh, don't rub it in.
Oh, boy. Syracuse.
Mm.
But I actually think...
Well, Syracuse 3-0. They're not too
shabby. No, Syracuse is 3-0, and they're a team that long ago was very good. But, I mean, it just looks like a real struggling period. Now, the Gators won, Chris, which was nice to see.
And who'd they beat? You're right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want to bring the name
up.
Miami won. But two other points. Jacksonville, with our local, Greg Bortles, they beat the Patriots. And, you know, Brady looked like Bortles, and Bortles looked like Brady. Bortles was outstanding in the game. So it was good to see that. Something interesting.
Okay. All right. So... we were going over this Kavanaugh thing, and by the way, Brett Kavanaugh is, right as we're speaking now, he is speaking with Senate staffers about what to do next. The vote to get him out of the committee to the floor of the Senate, which, by the way, doesn't require a majority. Why they do it, I don't know then. But anyway, it's procedure. It was scheduled and is still scheduled for Thursday. And but now there is a talk, even the president is saying, look, if they need to take a little longer, maybe they should take a little longer with this. Kavanaugh did go to the White House this morning prior to going over to Capitol Hill. Supposedly he did not meet directly with the president, but did meet with other top staffers at the White House. And he issued about that time an adamant denial of any and all of the accusations that Miss Christine Blasey Ford, she was at the time Christine Blasey, and she doesn't even remember exactly how old she was when it happened.
She was 15, though, supposedly.
Supposedly.
And he was 17.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
But the details are sketchy. We'll get to that here in just a minute. So far right now, and once again, we're monitoring the tube here. So if some big announcement comes out after his meeting that he's in right now with Senate staffers, we'll certainly let you know. As it stands now, both have said they are willing to testify under oath, and we shall see if it comes to that. To get back to the I'll get to the politics. I want to get back to the allegations, though, themselves. As we said, though, the woman clearly has a liberal bias and may also have a grudge we don't know because her parents were involved in a foreclosure battle in a court in a courtroom, which Martha Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh's mother, the first Judge Kavanaugh in the family, presided over. And so there is that. So then we get to the allegations. All right. The woman didn't say anything for some 30 years until 2012. She was in a so-called couples counseling
therapist
where she was having marital problems with her husband, having to do at least in part with their sex life.
Christy, let me ask you a question, though. Don't you think that you would want to run a drug check on this woman? In all seriousness, because, you know, I love these therapists. I mean, half the people I know that go to therapists are nuts. You know, I mean, that's probably why they go there.
Are you suggesting the therapist put her on drugs?
I don't know either or whatever.
I don't know. That could be an issue that perhaps they would consider if she were to testify under oath. But that aside, she evidently in therapy sessions, one of the sessions or several of the sessions, she brought up this incident, this allegation, and having to do with why... Sounds like why she was having problems having sex.
I would presume
that that's what the case was.
Right.
I mean, they were seeing a therapist because they were having problems, and she seems to be the one who has an issue. Okay? And the issue, according to her, is this. Now, some of the reports have it that She initially told a therapist that there were four boys involved, but that may be confused in the sense that she may have been talking about in the house altogether as opposed to who was actually in the bedroom.
Okay? So she was confused, right? Is that a fact?
She is confused about a number of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She
okay.
certainly seems to have the details of the quote-unquote event itself down to a T. Just to summarize, she claims that she went to this house, that she doesn't know exactly where it was. She doesn't know exactly when she went there, what year it was.
But she knew this happened to her, and she couldn't remember where the house was.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. And some might argue, oh, that's part of the stress and the post-traumatic syndrome.
Okay.
But there's another detail of her story that betrays mm-hmm. the lie of that. And I'll get to that in a moment, because that comes after the so-called right. incident. Okay, so she is at this fairly small party. And she says she's going up a small flight of stairs to go to a bathroom. I'm trying to mm-hmm. picture this, but because it didn't sound like she said she was going up to a second floor. It was like just a couple of stairs mm-hmm. to a bathroom.
Maybe a den or something.
And as she was going up, he pushed her into a bedroom along with another kid by the name of... I wrote it down here. Mark Judge, of all things.
The judge in town.
and so supposedly she's been pushed into the bedroom by Kavanaugh, and Mark Judge follows them in. They close and lock the door. Kavanaugh pushes her to the bed and begins to grope her and pull at her clothes and stuff. She says he puts her hand over her mouth. She becomes afraid that he may kill her by accident, not that he intends
right.
to
mm-hmm.
to strangle her or suffocate her, but that the incident may lead to her getting killed. She says that Judge was jumping on and off of Kavanaugh, who was on top of her.
He
was
Sounds
also
strange.
Would at some point was standing back, simultaneously encouraging Kavanaugh and then telling him to get off. And at some point then he jumped back on Kavanaugh, and the momentum evidently of the leap caused them to tumble off and roll onto the floor, where she says they began to scuffle amongst themselves, and she took the opportunity, ran out, mm-hmm. ran to the bathroom where she was initially headed,
right.
ran in and locked the door. And it was at that mm-hmm. point she could hear, and by the way, she claims that they were drunk.
Now, she wasn't drunk, of course not, right?
There's nowhere in the claim so far where she says she was drunk. But she
okay.
clearly says that the boys were drunk,
mm.
okay? And, of course, they would have been underage drinking if this is so.
Right.
And if they were truly inebriated, it might explain why they have no recollection of this.
Mm-hmm. Possible.
But once again, does her whole story add up? Okay, so she says she's in the bathroom. She hears them stumble down the stairs and then hears them talking with some other people, the other people who are at the party. Once again, it wasn't a big party. And she took the opportunity to run out of the house and run straight home.
But what's crazy, Chris, if she can't remember the house or where the house is located, but she can remember they locked the door, remember how they went down the steps, and remember how they did this, and they remember how they did that, doesn't cut it, buddy.
Well,
doesn't cut it.
That I can take, okay? But the detail that she
mm-hmm.
said that doesn't add up is the one I just said. She ran out of the bathroom and ran out of the house and ran straight home.
How far is her house from the other house?
What that tells you is she knew exactly where to go home.
Right.
So if she knew exactly where to go home, you would think that she would know where the house is.
And how would you not know where the house is if you ran all the way home from the house?
Once again, their claim is that it's all post-traumatic stress disorder. She has hired a lawyer who mm-hmm. hired a former FBI guy.
Oh, he'll be honest. That's
boy.
You know you're good
that's
there.
All we
and
need
let's turn
in
it over
story.
To the FBI to investigate
I tell you
it.
What,
yeah.
That's all we need in this story.
Oh boy, will that be a nightmare.
The FBI guy administers a lie detector test, which she quote unquote passes with flying colors. But
was it officially administered, or is it just, hey buddy, come over to the house and we'll try
I
this?
I presume it was officially administered.
Right. Okay.
But here's the thing, and by the way, to get back to her being a professor at this school,
yeah,
she does not get sterling ratings from her students. Now, most colleges give a little survey at the end of courses,
you're supposed to comment on your teaching capabilities.
And she gets some pretty interesting comments. She's dark. She's troubled.
Oh, that's nice.
And she gets the good ones too.
Remember,
these are mixed in.
65 of the high school girls from the same high school commented what a great guy Kavanaugh was. How come none of these girls, they must know this person?
They would say, you know, they weren't there at the drunken party.
I know, right? But I would want to know her reputation.
But this guy Judge says he has no recollection either.
Right. Once again, though, if they're three sheets to the wind, you really expect them to remember anything. The question would be, could they question the other people who were at the party? But if they don't recall even being at a party,
right,
and she doesn't know when or where it was, how do you go about doing that? Which brings us to, and I'll get back to the girl here and the woman here in just a minute, and her mental state and the lie detector test, because it's very important when it comes to the lie detector test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She believes her story.
Exactly.
Right. I knew you were going to say that.
Right.
She believed their story, and that's why it went across in the lie
detector.
Remember
the Seinfeld
thing? Which you're right, and
I believe it. If you believe
something, she's nutty enough to believe that.
Is it really a lie?
Right.
Like people said about George Bush, he lied about Iraq, not if he really believed the weapons of mass destruction were there. Was he wrong?
He was wrong. Whether he's
right?
wrong or not.
The same situation here. If she is convinced that something, maybe she was the one who was three sheets to the wind.
Well, I agree.
And we don't know. Here's the problem, okay? And here's the overriding lesson, if there could be a lesson learned in this sort of thing, and it would be for girls everywhere. And that is that if you decide to stay silent about this, then that should be your decision. And that if you're going to, you can't come up later on and try to bring this up. Or, in her case, what she's claiming, evidently, and once again, I wasn't in the therapy sessions. I'm just going by what we've seen
so far.
You
weren't at the party.
I wasn't at the party. But what she is claiming is that this event scarred her for her life. Okay? But once again, the overriding lesson for girls is, if something like this happens, you better speak up about it right then. You can't wait. You can't wait. And then bring it up later on and find some sort of redemption. It's not going to work. If this woman, for one moment, thinks that somehow this is going to cleanse her soul and she's going to be a Me Too hero and all that's going to make her life wonderful, she is going to be more miserable than ever. And by the way, it appears as though she's already a pretty miserable person.
Wow. Do you think she's on one of these dating services that we could run into?
She's married. I presume she's still married. I don't know.
After this, I don't think she's going to be.
It took her how many years to go to therapy?
But see, the whole point is, if she's right, you see why you can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very understandable. The other question is...
But the other thing also is it fair to anybody to regurgitate all of this? Do you think that this is going to help her marriage, for instance?
I don't think that would go over real big. Do you, Chris?
I don't think that they'll be having any real fun in the sack over this thing. Right? So it's detrimental to everyone when women hold these things in.
But what concerns me is...
if they really happen.
Chris, it must have been an awful small party if it was her... these two. Isn't there anybody out there, if you're listening to the show, that was at that party, can call in? There had to be other people at that party that can verify this.
They were all over to the observatory.
I'm serious about that.
They were all over to the observatory.
Pretty full of weather.
Can she give us the exact date of the party? How about that one?
No, we don't.
Not the exact date.
Right.
And
this is an event.
Okay.
This is an event that for her... According to what we know, was the life-changing, the seminal event in her life. Mm-hmm. And she can only remember certain details of it. I'm here to tell you that if a woman had really been traumatized in a situation like that, she wouldn't be able to walk by that house ever again because it would send her into a nightmare. And so she'd know exactly where that house was, to make sure she never went by there again.
And she was dressed in a bathing suit, accordingly.
Well, under her clothes.
Under her clothing.
Under her clothing.
Right. Right. So, you know, and she's a 15-year-old girl. Yeah. What's she, and evidently there were no parental supervision at the party.
She didn't say anything to her parents at
the
time?
She didn't say anything to anybody.
Nothing to her parents. Okay.
To anybody.
All right.
You know, so once again, we'll take a break. We got Eddie on the line.
I'm sure Eddie will have a very good comment.
So that's the lead up to now we're going to get to the politics of all of this, because that's exactly really what this is all about. The politics and, as Biden said, the battle for the soul of our country. Okay. And it's right here on display in front of us. Do we want to go down the road where this type of thing can become the rule of the day? Is that where our soul and our civilization is?
But she never understood either. She was in the Me Too movement wearing these hats and stuff that represent women's parts.
Right.
But that all evolved from this situation.
And since when was polygraph results admissible in a court of law?
That's why we're going to get to the politics of all of this, because the legality is moot. It's the politics that matter.
Oh, all understand. It's all disgusting.
Right. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be.
Got friends in lonely places where the whiskey flows and the beer chases my blues.
That's what my wife says she's going to play at my funeral.
It can be arranged.
The funeral was longer.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Godfather.
All right, let's go to Eddie on the line. Hey, Eddie, how you doing tonight?
I hope you come through.
What's that?
Oh, Lordy, where'd you go?
We're right here. How you doing?
Where'd you go?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead. All right. I tell you what, we'll have to figure that one out.
We must have lost him.
Something there.
Sounds strange.
The politics.
Hello?
Yes, Eddie, are you there?
Hello?
Eddie?
Eddie.
Are you there?
He's not quite there tonight.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Listen,
try over again. You know, we'll let him call back.
Yeah, Eddie, if you can try calling back, we could hear you. Evidently, you could not hear us. All right. The politics of all of this, of course, once again, this is going to get back to Biden's statement. Mm-hmm. It's so prescient. This is about the soul of America. And this very fight right here is really about the soul of America. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are desperate not to get another conservative on this court. And so all right, we got Eddie back on the line. Let's try him one more time. Eddie, are you there? Can you hear us?
I'm there. Okay. Can you hear me okay now?
All right, we can hear you
loud and clear.
All right. Well,
here's the problem. I'm up in Gainesville. I'm at a prayer meeting, and I was talking to Dan Mullen, and then I'll get to the point. And, you know, I said, Dan, let's just have a prayer. He said, Dear God, don't let Florida play Penn State this year. And everybody said, Amen.
Thank you very much, Eddie. Thank you very much.
All right.
So here's the point. You know, I have three daughters that are in their 40s. And we homeschooled our kids. And I know, Mike, you had a daughter. And all
yes,
that.
I did.
I don't know how many. So here's the things I want. Here's a comment that I'm coming from a father's perspective and no one's bringing up in here. When my daughters were in that teenage years, we were very keen to keep them active, watch what was going on, look at the body language. And I'm going, if she was so traumatized, how did the parents not pick up on that? I mean, Mike, I hear how you are. Aubrey, how you go into your daughter's weddings. You know, and you guys are men of character. Wouldn't have you picked up on a teenage daughter having some kind of issue in a day or two when something happened?
Well, I think you've actually hit on something. I think that the woman probably was traumatized by her own parents, if anything else. I mean, evidently they did not have a close relationship. If this would have happened, you would think that they would notice or she would go to them and confide in them.
Chris, but what Eddie said is so true, and I'm sure Audrey follows within the same framework, but you always tell your daughters, you know, you go to any event or anything, you be aware of what's all going on around you. You be aware if you participate in any form of drinking and stuff. You have personal responsibility. You know, bad things shouldn't happen unless, you know, you're involved yourself. And again, I would agree with Eddie. Those parents should have been able to if this girl was traumatized, like she said, and, you know, ran all the way home. Now, do you think she was out of breath when she got home? Wouldn't you be going, hi, honey, why are you breathing so hard?
Don't you think that she probably would have been bruised in some fashion?
I agree
as
with
well?
You, Chris. That's why this is a bag of you know what.
Well, and that's why it's so imperative. Once again, the lesson here is for girls and women.
That's exactly right.
If this happens, by God Almighty, you got to report it.
Jeez.
And the sooner the better, so that any evidence that exists can be collected. And it's cruel for yourself primarily, but for also for others to not report these things.
You said the right words, evidence that exists.
Right.
What evidence?
So, well, that's the problem now.
You
see,
got
there
it. What evidence?
None.
There is none.
But see, that's the whole problem with the Me Too movement. And by the way, this reminds me. Thanks, Eddie. I appreciate you calling.
Hey, guys.
But Eddie was right on the mark. Good job, Eddie.
But, you know, this reminds me of, and Dennis did the little story last week of this guy, Donaldson, I think it was his name was, a comedian who got fired from. Dennis will be here shortly. Perhaps he'll let us refresh my memory. But he got fired from one of these late night shows because.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
He was talking about how can Roseanne be treated the way she was treated and can't we have forgiveness and stuff like this in our society and
Netflix.
So the bottom line is, as I said, this is a battle for the soul of America, which at the heart of it is in the hands of the Supreme Court. And so the Democrats are desperate not to have another conservative on the court. And believe you me, if they are successful in derailing Kavanaugh, they will seek to do the same thing to the next guy or gal or whoever, because they have the same idea that John Kerry was over telling the Iranians about. And he didn't need to tell them. Everybody knows it. And that is just wait Trump out. Wait him out. And so this is why Trump pushes things. He knows he's only going to be there now another 6 years maybe. And so it is imperative that he forces the issue to get things done, or guess what? It won't get done. And guess who will be happy if it doesn't get done? Every swamp creature in Washington, D.C., whether they got a D or an R after their name, will be tickled to death. I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what this fight is all about, too. And I hope Kavanaugh understands that he cannot back down from this fight, because it is not just about the Supreme Court. It's about his dignity as a man and his position and role model as a father to his daughters.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot succumb to this attack. He has got to fight it. He has got to fight it with everything he has. And for the nation's good, he has got to fight it with everything he has. This type of political ploy cannot be allowed to succeed. There was a way to handle this. The Democrats had this. Evidently, pretty much everybody in Durham, Washington, D.C. knew about this thing. Washington Post has had the information since
July. Because you know what? Feinstein didn't believe this story.
Do you know why the Washington Post did not run the story?
They'd have no proof on anything.
Exactly.
You got
they
it.
Tried to, they precisely, my friend. They tried to corroborate story. They could not corroborate the story. It's full of holes. So even by God, the Washington Post wouldn't run it. And now look where we're at.
And think about
this. And you think this election doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen?
That's right. Get out, call your friends, use this. But you know what? This is going to inspire people to vote when they see garbage like this taking place.
The soul of America. Thank you, Shotgun Joe Biden. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, he's a pillar of honesty, isn't he? How's your son doing with the millions from China?
News, opinion, passion.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit and pray.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a road.
Yeah, doesn't that remind you?
Remember Duke Lacrosse?
All those accusations. Was Big Al Sharpton in that deal, you know, and Jesse?
He sure was.
Did they ever apologize or anything that ruined the lives and families of everybody?
They don't know the meaning of the word.
I know. But you know what? This is another Duke Lacrosse. You're right.
All right. All right, welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show for hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Once again, thanks for tuning in. And yes, you can find us up and live on our Titan Cave Cam on our American Adversaries Facebook page. And the audio is not working, so you can watch us on Facebook. Go to the website, AmericanAdversaries.com, hit the Listen Live button, and listen to us in crystal clear sound on our website. Thanks to Matt Buff and the great folks at JJC Marketing Solutions who are now working our website the way it ought to work.
The Buffer does a good job.
He does. I
love
like
his
that.
Name. I know the Buffer, man. He's all awesome.
Right. All right. Okay. So that is Mike McBath along with Aubrey Kahn. I am Christopher Hart. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. 407-774-8255 is the number. We spent a good deal of time in the last hour of the show leading up to the politics of the Kavanaugh thing. So I'm not going to go over everything that we did. Just suffice it to say the woman has a serious allegation. In her mind, it was an attempted rape, but that is in her mind. And also, the details are quite sketchy. There's a number of things that you would think would be crucial details that she claims she cannot remember, including where it happened and when it happened and who all was there. Kavanaugh denies that he was even at this so-called party, and you would think that that would be a fact that could be verified.
I know. You would think, like again, right, she ran home, right?
Except
so that means the house has to be within a quarter mile where she lives. No one remembers the house, the date, or anything?
And the person who she says was trying to get him off has no recollection of this either.
But his testimony doesn't count.
And in fact, he, according to her allegations, he wasn't trying to get Kavanaugh off as much as it certain points he was joining in on the fun, I guess, and then was going back and forth whether he was encouraging Kavanaugh on or telling Kavanaugh to stop.
You know what I believe was taking place? I think they played flag football in the backyard. The girl tripped. He tripped over, fell on top of her. The guy tried to help him back up to be a gentleman, and then she had a memory slip.
Mike,
I'm serious.
My statement is
as crazy as hers.
All right. Here's what I think actually happened. I think they were probably had tipped the bottle back, including her, mm-hmm. which is why she can't remember certain details, which is why she didn't want to tell her parents when she got home, because if she was drunk, she probably would have gotten her little fanny tanned by the old man. I don't know, all right? But this is a type of something that could have happened back in that day and age. And you're talking about the early 80s. Okay. Where kids would be more likely, if they went to a party, to drink alcohol pretty much than do anything else. Maybe smoke a little marijuana, but not even a whole lot of that. Mainly it was alcohol was the drug of choice. And she probably was, evidently, if she went to this place and was partying with them, you think she would be partying with them.
I'd say the odds would be there.
All right.
Right. What's she even hanging around?
And these would be some of the questions I would want to ask her to verify her account. But once again, so you have the allegation, and I don't want to go over the allegations anymore. We already did that in the last hour of the show. If you didn't hear it, you can go to our archive at AmericanAdversaries.com or go to and hear it there. All right. So, but the details are sketchy. The woman is clearly biased in the sense that she's a diehard liberal, never Trumper, hates Trump, hates everything about Trump. She's a big part of the Me Too movement. She even has the hats and the attire and participated. She is
in the marches.
She has attempted to cleanse her social media presence in order to disguise the
Does that tell
thing.
You anything,
it
Chris?
It tells me something very much, yes.
A lot.
Exactly.
A lot.
That she's afraid of sharing details.
You got it.
All right. And so that makes me question the veracity of the rest of her claims. Also, her parents were in a foreclosure case in Kavanaugh's mother's court, Martha Kavanaugh, or as we like to say in the South, Martha Kavanaugh. And so she has every reason to be, you know, shall we say, holding a grudge. That aside, they're trying to work out now where to go next with this in the Senate. Grassley, you know, this old fool, he don't know which way is up.
He had to go cut grass.
And Feinstein's not much, but they're both in their 80s. I mean,
know.
This is ridiculous.
They can't keep a focus from 1 minute to the next.
And and by the way, not just the Washington Post, but Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, a lot of people, the Democrats in Washington, D.C., had this information for a couple of months, and no one was able to corroborate it or go any further with it than the allegations allegations themselves.
And why didn't the attorney of hers continue to push that if the attorney really felt that all the evidence she provided was valid to make a case?
Well, and of course the question is, and even Michael Medved brought this up on his show, which would be put to her, why didn't you say something when he was going to be approved as an appellate court judge? And of course, to them, well, it wasn't as important back then, or she just couldn't deal with it, and she needed to,
She was traumatized. She saw a picture of Bill Clinton.
Right. I mean, come on. talk about a snowflake here. And then there's the Bill Clinton thing. Exactly.
You got it.
So that's where we get, once again, to the politics of all of this. And, John, I'll get to your phone call here in just a moment. The politics of all of this is really what it's all about. The Democrats were wanting to use this to disrupt Kavanaugh and for fodder for fundraising and for votes here in the fall for the fall elections. And now the Republicans are also seeing in this perhaps there is political gain as well, in the sense that, once again, get back to Joe Biden's statement at this seminar or this gathering over the weekend, where he said, we're in a fight for the soul of our country. This is exactly what this is all about. This is a fight for the soul of our country, which is going to be played out, our role in it, in 7 weeks from tomorrow, on election day.
You think about it. Any Republican that hears this story, and I believe that 99%, the story you would just pass off going, nice try, see you later. Where it might, I think this is going to be such a negative factor to the Democrats, and they don't realize they're going to get whacked. Maybe not on this, unfortunately.
Well,
this is
what I'm saying.
But at the polls, they're going to get whacked.
What I'm saying, and this just adds more tragedy to the situation, in my opinion, is that both parties see potential political gain in this sordid affair, shall we call it? Okay? And because it's got a little bit of everything. It's got the Supreme Court battle. It's got sex. It's got it all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's right here in front of an election. Hey, hey, hey. You know, because we are sitting here looking at this going, this is a travesty. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
We got to get out and we got to do something about this. So you can see where the Republicans would be saying, maybe this isn't such a bad thing. But the Democrats are looking at this going to their people, see, this is why you got to make sure we retake the House and maybe even the Senate to prevent this kind of person, not that he's a conservative, but that he's a rapist. We have to prevent rapists from being on the Supreme Court. That is going to be their mantra. So you can see where they think this is political gold. They think this, and this has been orchestrated. This has been well coordinated by them. I must admit that they have played this card the way, if I were in their position and I was as dastardly as them, this is exactly how I would have played it. You hold it to the very end, and then you flip it out on the table, and you say, now, the whole game just changed, didn't it? Because now they're all talking about maybe we should delay the vote on Thursday.
Did you ever hear of the word called integrity?
Yeah.
You know, something the Democrats don't know. And well, do you wonder what
integrity and politics are not synonymous.
Well, but you know what? That's the problem. That's why when you find culprits like this woman, you jam it down their throat.
Well,
because the reality of it is, anybody ever think about Kavanaugh's girls? Did they ever think about the girls' teams? And you know, who's more important to save?
Look. In their opinion, that's collateral damage.
Oh, I know. It doesn't matter, does it?
Right.
Okay.
Now, these are
okay, then let's play hardball.
It matters if it's Obama's children.
These are people who believe. No. Listen, this is the bizarrety of it. The bizarrety, I think that's a word. If it's not, I just made it one.
It is now.
That's all right. It's in the dictionary.
The bizarrety of the situation, okay? These are the people who would convince us, talk to us till they're blue in the face about how compassionate they are. And yet they are the cruelest, most heartless,
nastiest,
people
lowest
ever
yeah.
there are. But they do it out of compassion, you
they
see.
They love you, Chris.
You see, because they feel so bad for Miss Christine Blasey Ford.
Right.
Their compassion for her supersedes all other concerns. And if the poor little girls of Kavanaugh, well, it's just a life lesson for them.
Yeah.
But poor Miss Blasey Ford, she's been traumatized. She can't even have sex with her engineer husband, who's probably using, you know, a slide rule in the process. Okay, Christine, you need to do this. The slide rule, you got to do that.
What? I'm not even going anywhere near this one.
I'm out on this comment.
Oh, man. I don't know, Chris.
We're hiding our head under the table.
All of this because the woman has marital problems.
Can you imagine we could ask her husband how compassionate she was? I'm sure he would have a delightful answer on that one.
I would think that he might respond with a word like bass, trout, salmon, something like that.
Yeah.
On ice.
Mm-hmm.
On ice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
These people are not warm, compassionate people in any phase of their life, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're so doggone miserable. This woman is a miserable person. And I'm not saying that to criticize her as an exact adjective. I'm saying that is her life. She's not happy.
I think
she's not a happy person.
The point you made
and
up.
She's pointing at Kavanaugh as the reason. And it's not right to do that because it's the wrong reason.
I like the point when her classes at the school, the university, I love that one, where she teaches her classes, didn't rate her too high. They felt that she wasn't really a passionate person. She wasn't a caring person. That's great. I love to read that.
Yeah.
That tells me something very clearly.
And I'm here to tell you the incident that we're discussing in relation to Kavanaugh is not the root of all her problems. They go much deeper than that. I guarantee you. All right, John, you're up. Go ahead. Thanks for calling and patiently waiting.
Hey, good evening.
Thank you, sir.
They were going to vote against no matter who Trump nominated. They were going to vote against him because they were saying Trump was trying to get a person who would bring down Roe v. Wade.
Right.
The facts about the guy don't matter. They were going to vote against him, period. So why can't the same argument be used? Chuck Schumer said he was going to vote for the guy no matter what. So the facts in this case don't matter. They are just finding an excuse.
Well,
like they said they would.
All right, so you're right in the sense that the Democrats, pretty much to a one, said they weren't going to vote for him no matter what. Here's the issue. What they're trying to do is peel off a couple or three Republicans. And you got Jeff Flake out there. You got Corker out there. And they were real quick to say, maybe we should hold off on this. Let's have some hearings. And Feinstein, by the way, wants the FBI to conduct a full investigation, which, of course, means it would take years, literally years.
The FBI has already
investigated this guy numerous times to give him clearances. But to get back to your point, the politics of this doesn't really revolve around the Democrats. It revolves around a couple or three Republicans. That's why they're doing this. They're trying to peel off Murkowski, Collins, maybe Flake, maybe Corker. That's what this is all about. That's why, quote unquote, the facts do matter. But to your other point, you're quite correct and relevant that the Democrats have made no bones about the fact that they're not going to vote for anybody that Trump appoints. And
out of millions of people, they're going to find some excuse.
Well,
out of millions of people, somebody's going to have a beef that they're going to bring forth, whether it's legitimate or not.
And that's what we're witnessing here. And that's exactly what this is all about, and that's why he can't afford to back down for his own well-being, nor can he afford to back down for our political well-being. Because if this tactic succeeds, they're going to consider that to be a reward, positive reinforcement, and encouragement to do it again.
For other things
and again,
of other
and again,
devious
and again.
Natures.
That's right. This has got to be shown not, and primarily also to women. Women cannot be encouraged to do this sort of thing. And if she succeeds, that is encouragement to women to do this sort of thing. And they can't do that. If this alleged event did occur, it was incumbent upon her to do something about it at the time. And the same goes for every woman. We can't live in a world where we have a bunch of Gretchen Carlsons, okay? Where they go for years and years and years and everything is okay. And in Gretchen Carlson's case, she made millions of dollars, got even more famous than she could have
ever. Because of being Miss America.
No, because she sat there and she took all the abuse from Roger Ailes. And she was fine with that until she wasn't fine with it. And then she made millions of dollars when she wasn't fine with it. And now she's trying to dismantle the Miss America pageant to prove her bona fides as a woman again. I mean, this does. I'm here to tell you, Gretchen Carlson's not a happy woman. And the reason she's not happy is because she kept her mouth shut when she should have opened it and sang out loud. What's the Nike thing? What's the Nike thing?
Just do it.
No. No. It's give up everything or whatever
it is. Or that's the meathead.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but
give
listen to it. This is what the liberals are telling us, and yet they won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Gretchen Carlson, did you give up everything for what was right? Or did you take all that money?
No, she took millions.
Exactly. While Roger Ailes was flirting with her and maybe exposing her. Who knows?
Who knows?
But it was okay as long as it was okay. And then when it wasn't okay, well, it wasn't okay. But see, that is wrong-headed. It's not good for anybody in the process. And if Gretchen Carlson was being treated like that by Ailes, don't you think he was treating other women like that? Doesn't she have a responsibility to other women? And the same thing with this girl. If she really thought this guy tried to rape her, doesn't she have a responsibility to all the other little girls in the neighborhood to expose him? No pun intended. Thank you, John. I appreciate your call.
Good night.
Thank you, sir. This, once again, this is a battle over the soul of America. And it's being played out over a 36-year-old allegation from a very troubled woman.
With no actual facts.
With no actual facts.
That's the worst part about the whole story.
But we're going to judge her by her credibility.
What credibility?
God.
She's a noted nut.
Well, to us she is.
Yeah.
But to others, she's a heroine.
Yeah.
Not on heroin. She
depends
is
how
heroin.
You want to judge the individual, right?
All right. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll hit on this a little bit more, and we've got other news out there. Did you hear what Pampers is doing, by the way? This kind of fits all together.
Would you know, Aubrey? Do you wear them, Pampers?
No. Hey. No. All right. We're going to tell you what Pampers is doing when we get back. More of the American Adversaries
Radio
Show.
That's not part
show.
Of this story, too, I hope.
Yeah. Well, kind of.
No.
I don't know. Hey, it's all about you. What Pampers collects, all right?
Oh, no. Ooh.
It's all the same thing. All right, we'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing and
the real thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Chris, will you be watching the Emmy Awards tonight?
Are you kidding me?
I thought you'd be watching and looking for this shout-out to this young lady.
All right. All right. So, of course, that's the real thing, the Coca-Cola song.
Mm.
And teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. It'll be easier when you drink Coke laced with marijuana.
Yeah, laced with marijuana.
Yeah.
Is that coming out in every state, I wonder? You know, or is it just tested in Colorado and California?
Actually, I believe they have purchased a drink company that was
that
already
produced. Oh, okay, so they're just going to label it.
But, yeah. You know, obviously Coca-Cola is named Coca-Cola because it was made from the coca leaf.
Yep, right.
But they've dispensed with the cocaine and have now taken on the cannabis sativa. I'm not kidding. Coca-Cola is going to be in the business of selling soft drinks laced with marijuana.
You really think it'll give them a high? You think?
I don't know. We'll have to try one and see. I guess.
Maybe we'll try it while we're on the air. You know, off the drink and see if our verbal skills collapse on the spot.
You may be put into the vape instead of the cigarette.
Right. Yeah, I know.
And then there's Pampers. Now, Pampers...
Are they also using marijuana in there?
No, not yet, anyway. Actually, you could make diapers out of...
The leaves?
No, out of the stem. It's hemp.
Oh, the hemp.
Right. No, Pampers is getting rid of Big Bird, the Cookie Monster, and there's another one. Big Bird, the Cookie Monster, and Elmo. You'll no longer be able to get Pampers with those characters on it because too many families have been complaining about too many male characters on them their diapers. Pampers dumping Big Bird is better than Big Bird getting dumped on a regular basis, though, right?
We'll get you on the answer. That's our news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A person familiar with the Senate's effort to confirm Brett Kavanaugh says Republican aides on a Senate panel were planning to talk to the Supreme Court nominee this afternoon to discuss the sexual assault allegation against him. The source says GOP aides on the Senate Judiciary Committee were hoping to arrange a similar phone call on Tuesday with his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. She claimed Kavanaugh assaulted her at a party when they were in high school. He denies that. Florence has taken a deceptive turn as the days drag on. The violent winds that rattled shingles off houses and tore trees down have subsided, and the pounding rain has slowed. That has lulled many into believing they've already weathered the worst of it. But North Carolina's rivers are quietly rising, and authorities are rushing to coax people out of their homes in the evacuation zones before the water runs in. Bad day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 92 points. The Nasdaq dropped 114. This is SRN News.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Hey, y'all. This is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660. The Answer. These guys pile drive liberal baloney.
All right. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. If you have tuned in to anticipating catching the Rays pregame show, they play at 8 o'clock tonight, so the pregame show starts at 7:30. In the meantime, you got us, the American Adversaries, here live on Monday from the Relax and Comfort Studios. I was going to say on Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, but that's tomorrow night.
I know.
And Randy Ross will be back in. We'll talk about his exploits when he was in Washington, D.C., having dinner with the president.
Does he have a picture with him and the president, though, where we could actually put it up on the wall or see it? Or
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if he does or not. All right, we do have some breaking news other than Kavanaugh news, and it has to do with FISA documents.
Yep, it says Trump orders feds to declassify key FISA documents.
This is something that people have speculated that he would do for quite some time. And, of course, he's ordering the Justice Department to release these documents. And now they will release them. I'm sure they're going to be heavily redacted. And with nonetheless, he is actually, I think he's all... We'll have to look into this more. He may be authorizing the unredacted
versions
of the FISA documents, but there are a lot of FISA documents that we haven't even seen redacted versions of. So we will keep an eye on this, but once again, the president is going to release these FISA documents, and that's not going to be good news for the people like Strzok Page and others in the FBI and the Department of Justice who started this whole Russia hoax, which,
you
by the way, it was released Lisa Page's testimony several months ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
That the FBI had found no evidence of collusion whatsoever by the start of the Mueller investigation, which goes to a point I've made on this show numerous times. The special counsel law specifies that there must be a law, their evidence of a law, a specific law being
has been broken, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And the FBI had determined that none had been, according to the focus of the collusion, of the order which set up the special counsel, which was to look into Russia collusion. The FBI had already looked into it and found none. So that should have been it. All right. So once again, and Devin Nunes has announced that this week they will begin to release the testimony of not only Lisa Page, but some 65 or 70 other individuals that they have questioned over the past few months. And he said about 80% of that is not classified, so they'll be able to just go ahead and turn it loose.
This is also going to change the dialogue, I'm sure, in the next couple of days. It's not going to be totally focused on Kavanaugh now that this, if we roll this thing through.
The media is going to do everything they can to keep
stick
the focus
to the dialogue,
on
of course,
Kavanaugh.
Right.
And as I said, both political parties right now are looking at this as a political opportunity. To me, it's the way politics is played. It's dirty, it's nasty, and it should not be rewarded. Let's go to the phone lines. Rosie is on the line. Hey, how you doing tonight, Rosie?
I'm doing good. I just want you to know, did you hear Glenn Beck this morning on 105.5?
No, I listen to Mike Gallagher on this station.
Okay, anyway. He said, he made a very logical point. She was 15. She probably wasn't supposed to be there. She probably had some drinks like the boys.
Yep.
The boys were stupid and awkward, okay?
Yep,
and
as boys are. Right.
If she had come out and told her parents, which she would have gotten in trouble for, okay, they would have been given some kind of thing they had to do in the community, and the case would have been closed, sealed. Nobody would have been able to even touch it, even Democrats, okay?
Well, that's assuming that it actually did happen.
That's assuming that
right,
it did.
Right.
But in her mind, okay, she's been holding this guilt in for a long time. I'm sure the story has blown up in her brain.
Right. Okay. All right. Real quick.
This came from Glenn Beck, okay?
Yeah. Hold on just a moment. This just broke across the line. A public hearing for both Kavanaugh and the accuser is now set for Monday. So I would presume that means next Monday. Now, it doesn't say whether that is going to affect the vote this Thursday. I would presume that now means that the vote Thursday is going to be delayed. But that's an assumption. It hasn't been announced yet. But they are now.
Well, that's what the Democrats want.
I presume what they'll do is they'll have the accuser come in first, make the accusations, be questioned, and then have him come in and respond.
And, well, what about the other boy?
Well, that's just it. He has said he has no memory of the event at all.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Anyway,
and
okay.
So really,
I just wanted to let you know.
All right. Well, thank you. But so really, in any case, it's two against one now.
What I don't understand, if you have both these people.
Thanks, Rosie.
If you have both these people at the event on Monday, why can't you have them confront each other?
I don't think that would not be the proper way to do this. Because I don't think it would be good for Kavanaugh. I mean, how does Kavanaugh benefit from a hysterically crying woman, which is exactly what that would deteriorate into in fairly quick order? Okay, how's he going to have to deal with that, you see?
I would think he would be so good at pinpointing facts, figures, and everything else.
It doesn't matter, because she's going to go emotional.
This is all about the politics of it, and facts don't matter.
It doesn't matter. She's going to be emotional, and that means he'll lose.
And, I guarantee you she's going to get in that hearing, and the Democrats are going to treat her with kid gloves, and the Republicans are going to treat her with
truth
kid gloves.
Matter.
And she's going to break down in tears. There's going to be tears. And Kamala Harris is going to be there, and Spartacus is going to be
Spartacus.
There. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's masculine. He can take care of
her. No. See, they're going to be there putting their figurative arms around her and consoling her and encouraging her and telling her how they're going to make the world right for her if only she tells everything about Kavanaugh. And then when Kavanaugh comes in, that's when the fun's going to really start.
Mike, you're forgetting one very important fact.
I know, truth doesn't matter.
Remember, the Democrats have said before, the facts don't matter. It's the seriousness of the charge.
Well, it's the...
Wait a second. The facts don't matter.
They haven't said it exactly like that.
Well, I don't know.
They haven't said it exactly like that. But what they have said is that the seriousness of the allegations requires more investigation.
But if there's no validity to the allegations, there's no seriousness to the allegations, because it's all BS.
Well, see, this is the beauty of it. And this is the beauty of the hunt for Russia collusion.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you haven't found it does not mean that it's not there.
Oh, so even though 2 years have passed.
Right, so that means you just got to keep looking.
I just don't get
it. See, it's the beautiful hoax. It's the most beautiful. It's like climate change.
Yeah.
Okay,
just keep chasing it.
Right, exactly. See, the climate is naturally going to do what the climate naturally does. So here come the Democrats. They first of all, they make it out to be bad. That the climate is bad, is something to be feared, it's evil, it's something to be used against humans, that humans can use it against one another. It's a weapon. If it weren't for the climate, we'd all be dead. We wouldn't be able to exist. The climate is our womb. We are all sucking in umbilical fluid from the climate, our atmosphere. And they turn it into something evil, and then they blame it on political opponents. It's always going to be there. They'll always be able to make it into something bad, because there's always going to be a bad storm or earthquake or something. And you blame it on the other side. It's the perfect political issue for them.
And this is the same thing. It's perfect. There's no way Kavanaugh can disprove it. She comes in there, she cries, she weeps, she looks pitiful, and everybody goes, "Oh my God, it gotta be something true to this."
She could wear a pink hat that she wore in the marches.
This is all really about, when it comes to Kavanaugh and getting confirmed, it is all about two people. And it's not Kavanaugh or Ford. It's Collins and Murkowski, or Collins and Flake, or Collins and Corker. That's who this is all about. That's what all of this is about. And if people have to be destroyed in order to get Corker and Collins or whoever to vote the way they want them to vote,
then so be it. Right.
And it's better for everybody in the long run.
Okay.
You see, this is the mentality. So once again, we're in an epic, a biblical battle for the soul of this country. And ironically, today is really, in a way, the birthday of the country,
it's because it's
Constitution Day.
I know.
231 years ago, the founders, the principals, signed the Constitution. By the way, nobody from Florida signed it. 12 states signed it. Florida did not.
You mean Bill Nelson did not sign it?
He was around back then. We'll have to ask him why.
Come on.
That rat. All right. So, by the way, speaking of a battle for the soul of America, you know, Steve Bannon has made a new movie, and it's coming out.
It's called AON, right?
Yeah. One American
and
News
Trump's
is going to show
war,
it.
I've watched it. Trump's war has been on like twice a day, like every other day. It's on in the weekend, and you should view it because it certainly gives you, again, it reaffirms everything that we've discussed.
Right, exactly. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We'll get Walter's call in and take a break and then come back, and got Dino Rentos on, and we'll get a little cryptocurrency
update. Make some money.
Yes, sir. Walter, thank you for calling tonight. Go right ahead.
Walter's calling. Let's take a break. What is that?
I mean, yeah, Walter's on the line. Take a break.
We need a break from Walter.
Walter's calling, and then we'll take a break.
Oh man!
All right, go ahead.
I was about to say good evening, gentlemen, and including Mr. Khan.
I think that's changed.
I think you know I'm teasing you.
Yeah, we all do.
Of course, we can take it.
At any rate.
We can take it even if you're not.
moving right along. So, somebody, for God's sakes, get Chris's meds, will you? listen, I hate to say it, but I listened to a late night radio show on another channel.
Shame on you.
Especially on Sunday evenings.
Double shame on you.
Hey, he's really smashing you around,
Chris.
Tell
you what, go ahead.
No, late.
I understand. Late. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And then you might know this guy. He is a great American.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. He said last night that this lady, among other things, had declared on her own that she had a mental condition, that she had been seeing a psychiatrist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, therapist.
Right.
And that I just wanted to make the, you know, and I wanted to defend her in some way, shape, manner, or form. She is a professor at Stanford. Well, and I just wanted to defend her that having a mental condition is sort of a prerequisite on employment for getting a professor at Stanford.
I'm not sure she's a professor at Stanford, but my sources say that she's a professor at Palo Alto University, which Stanford is in Palo Alto,
right,
California.
I know, but I wonder if it's...
Poor relative of Stanford.
I had never heard of a Palo Alto University. When I saw Palo Alto, I thought Stanford, too. I like that prerequisite. Yeah, she has admitted these things, but part of her explanation is that this event caused her to have this mental instability.
Well, she supposedly, according to the gentleman who was the great American,
right,
said that she went to a family counseling situation,
right,
and in that it came to her mind what had happened, and that's when she got all bent out of shape, et cetera, et cetera. And as a result, this is the whole thing.
Yeah, and by the way, that happened, according to her, in 2006. 12 years ago. All right.
Yeah, really.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Walter. I appreciate it.
Have fun.
Excellent
points. Keep smiling.
All right. We're doing that. All right. All right. We'll take a break, come back. Dino Rentos is on the line with us. You know, it's Constitution Day, and one of the prizes for our contest, and we got to give the contest challenge. We haven't
That
yet.
Well, when we get back,
one of the prizes for the contest is an oversized version of the Constitution.
We are on time.
Aren't we, though? We'll be right back with Dino Rentos on Constitution Day.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Okay, welcome back to this. Just going to recap. There will be a public hearing, evidently, Monday, with both Kavanaugh and Ms. Ford. They will be speaking separately, and then we'll see where this thing goes from there. Also, the president has ordered, finally, that key FISA documents be released so that people can see the FISA warrant
it'll
process.
Be interesting. Hopefully, we'll see this in the next day or so. That'll cause a lot of, let's say, dilution of this issue.
And pretty much simultaneous with that, over the weekend, Devin Nunes announced that they will, the House Investigating Committee, will be releasing the testimony of some 70 witnesses, like Lisa Page and others that they have interviewed. So that sort of thing is going to get much more interesting. In the meantime, we have a contest challenge for you for Monday.
I know. I'm
for
glad
Thursday.
Randy,
I mean, for Thursday.
I'm glad Randy's not here because I don't know if he'll understand it. But what we're doing is, we want you to help us with our vocabulary. We cannot use profane words on the air, so we need some biting, acidic words that we can use to describe the actions of many of our good Democratic friends.
You mean like Dianne Feinstein?
Yeah, like Feinstein. Yeah, like Diane. But take like an example, and I give examples, John Kerry. Now, what would I can't call him nasty, you know, names like that, so I just call him a treasonous dog. Okay? So, in other words, we just want you to come up with something that stings because it's hard to be nice the way these people are treating America. And Feinstein, I would just say that I would describe her as a nuclear distraction. You know, all she does is spread poison throughout the whole system.
Well, that certainly describes what's going on
here. I mean, that's exactly right. So we need your description either in a couple words, at most five or six, to help us build our vocabulary.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. By the way, one last thing on Kavanaugh. I don't think that the American public is going to see this as something that should derail his nomination. But nonetheless, it's going to be played out in front of us. In the meantime, let's go to Dino Rentos. He is over at Dino Rentos Studios. And Dino, how you doing tonight?
Great, guys. Great. I've been up to my eyeballs in constitutions this week.
Well, I can imagine, Dino. You need to get a lot more out to our Democratic friends. You know?
That's right. For sure.
I don't know if they know how to read it. I don't think they read it.
They certainly don't appear to have read it anyway. I don't know if they can
that's
read
it. That's the impression that I'm left with. I'm sure they're loving, good people that just leave me with an impression that they have not read it.
Definitely. Or if they read it, they didn't like what they saw for the most part. All right, so let's talk about some cryptocurrency. First of all, you can give your disclaimer. This is not financial advice. We're just describing, you know, what cryptocurrency is and how to get involved with it, correct?
Right. I'm not a financial advisor. I don't give financial advice. I'm just some guy in a straw hat. But we want to be able to give you information so that you can make decisions more wisely for yourself.
Yeah. Now, there are other radio hosts out there who are saying that everybody should own, for instance, Bitcoin and stuff like that. And, you know, we've been talking about what Bitcoin is, what cryptocurrencies are, and we've talked a little bit about exchanges. But if people want to buy, say, some Bitcoin, there are kiosks, aren't there, around town where you can do that, ATM-like things? And is that the way to go about doing it, though, if you want to do it?
Yeah. So yeah, if you look up buy Bitcoin, Orlando, you can find that there's probably 12 to 18 different locations where there are Bitcoin kiosks, like an ATM, where you can go and purchase the Bitcoin there. Now, keep in mind, and I recently had the opportunity to experience this. Obviously, I was filming it for the Digit Spin show. So I can talk to it pretty good. And obviously, they're going to, when you step up to the ATM, some of them let you pick a couple of different coins. Obviously, Bitcoin's always there, too. And you can pick, say you want to have $100 worth. A lot of them are going to need to see your driver's license and scan in your driver's license because they want to know who they're selling this to and have a record of it. You'll also need to have an address where you're going to send the money, the Bitcoins to. So they use QR codes. So you're going to need an address or a wallet to put that money into.
Yeah, and that would be a digital address or a digital wallet, not your physical wallet you carry
wallet
in your pocket.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And it'll make like a QR code. It's like a giant square.
Right.
Puzzle piece with all these little digits on it.
How much does it cost? Say, if I want to go down to one of these places, and you can buy any amount of a Bitcoin you want. You could buy the whole thing, or you can buy a part of it, correct?
At those machines, there are limitations. The government, there's some regulation that gets involved.
Okay.
And most of them will let you purchase up to $3,000 worth. So at by today's prices, that's just shy of half of a Bitcoin, but you can go back the next day and buy it again if you choose to go that route.
Or you can buy a small amount, like $100 worth, which you were saying.
You can just buy $100.
Okay. Now, let's say I walk up to the kiosk and I plop down a $100 bill, so to speak, and I get $100 worth. Do I actually get $100 worth of Bitcoin, or do they take a service fee out of that?
Yeah. Well, that's how they make their money. So basically, you'll go through that process, put your driver's license, put your wallet in there, and you put your $100 in. Now, most of them I found are charging. The ones that are from Bitstop seem to charge the least amount, which is about 12 to 13%. So you will, put $100 in, you're only going to get $87 worth of Bitcoin from it. Now, obviously, if you think that Bitcoin's going to go on a tear and you're going to make up that difference, that's fine. So these machines are not the most cost-effective way. Coinbase and logging on with a website and doing it that way obviously is a far more price-effective way of doing it. But, you know, the machines are convenient, and people do use them.
All right.
And there are some that charge as much as 18 to 20%. At some locations that I went to, there is some loss there in
right.
value.
It's
the fee.
It's kind of like trading in actual metals like gold and silver. You're going to do the same thing. If you go buy gold, you're going to get about 80% of what you actually put the money down for. I know you're doing videos and schooling people on this, and that's at Digispin. What now? Digispin.
Right. So if you go to YouTube, you can type in Digitspin Crypto, and that'll take you to my channel.
Right, and Digitspin Crypto, and that's where Dino gets into much more detail. And actually, you can actually interact with Dino. You can send him questions, and he'll answer them, correct?
Yeah, and I even have a live show that goes on every once in a while, and people on the chat, I'll pick up questions and actually answer them live on a live stream. So we do a lot of that also. We have people all over the world that come up with some great questions, and I try to help them out and answer them, give them my personal opinion and how I see things.
So that's Digitspin Crypto on YouTube. Digitspin Crypto on YouTube. And
yep.
Dino, we had this Kavanaugh stuff and all going on, so I had to cut it short with you tonight. But once again, thanks for being with us and educating our listeners about cryptocurrencies, what they are, and the best ways to go about getting involved should they choose to do so.
Absolutely. Not a problem. Love you guys. Thanks for doing the good work out there.
And happy Constitution Day to you, brother.
I know. Many more.
Many more. Yeah. Thank you.
And there we go. Appreciate it.
All right. And that's Dino Rentos at Dino Rentos Studios. And once again, if you need decorations for any party or you need that special decorations for your business, permanent decoration for your house, or a display like Aubrey got for when he goes to conventions and things, they can do all of that for you at Dino Rentos Studios. That's DinoRentosStudios.com. And don't forget, we'll be here tomorrow night with Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, presented by Sutherland Nissan. So make sure you tune in for that. And any more news, of course, on the Kavanaugh thing and the FISA stuff. We'll
that
have it right here.
That should be out tonight. That should be exciting.
Yep. I tell you what. All right. So until tomorrow, night, everybody.
Good night.